Parsha Shlach. Our Parsha tells the story of the Meraglim, the spies who disparaged Eretz Yisrael. The mandate, therefore, of our Parsha is to increase and to become ever devoted, ever more devoted in our love and adoration for Eretz Yisrael. Let's bring out Avas Eretz Yisrael ever deeper by studying a graphic statement of Chazal in this week's Parsha. Chazal are commenting on the Pasuk which describes the death of the 10 spies, the 10 Meraglim who disparaged Eretz Yisrael. The Torah tells that they died lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, which is interpreted to mean they died through a unique divine providence of mida keneged mida, measure for a measure. They died in a fashion so clearly from Hashem, as evident by the fact that the form of death met and corresponded to their sin. How so, explains the Gemara? Their tongues became engorged and enlarged, descending all the way down to their mid-bellies. Those engorged tongues then emitted worms, which ate away at their navels, and thus the rest of their body. This graphic imagery of Chazal is somewhat understandable. Their engorged, disgusting, grotesque tongues represent the grotesque spirituality of their tongues. They had defiled their tongues with Lashon Hara, speaking negatively of the land. And the worms emitted from those disgusting tongues represent the moldiness and the corrosiveness of Lashon Hara, the actual words against the land, which emerged from those tongues. But my question is, what is the Mida Keneged Mida, and what is the symbolism in the location where those worms ate away at their bodies, their navels, their mid-belly? What is that representing here? Well, let's think about Eretz Yisrael, the subject of the Meraglim's slander. Eretz Yisrael is frequently portrayed as our mother and motherland. For example, we say in the Sheva Brachas at Achasana, Sos tosis v'sagel ha'akara b'kibbutz b'nab l'tocha b'simcha. The land, Yerushalayim, and by extension all of Eretz Yisrael, has been rendered a barren woman, bereft of her children at the time of her galus, her children, the Jewish people who have left her. But she will rejoice once again at the time of Geula when they return, and likewise throughout Megillas Eicha. Megillas Eicha laments the loss of Tzion, of Eretz Yisrael's children, which has rendered her a bereft mother. There's an emotionally grabbing imagery, tugging at our heartstrings. Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim is our motherland, is our mother. Just as a mother provides that sense of bias, home, a nurturing cocoon, a sense of makom and space for her children, Eretz Yisrael, which is our bias, our homeland, our makom, sustains the Jewish spirit and gives us that sense of makom. Everything Yiddish is nurtured by the land. Avira d'Eretz Yisrael machkim, the very air of Eretz Yisrael, makes us intelligent, makes us spiritually thriving. We eat off the land. We are sustained off the land and the bounty of the land, much as a baby nurses from its mother. Well, now we understand so powerfully the place which the navel occupies in the story of the Meraglim. The corrosiveness of Lashon Hara, of slander which they spoke, as represented by the worms emitted from their grotesque tongues, ate away at their navel, because the navel is the imprint of a child's connection to its mother. It was through this navel that the child, via the umbilical cord, was sustained by his mother when in utero, when the child was most dependable and in need, dependent and in need of a mother's nutrition. He was so faithfully sustained by his mother, that is what the navel forever marks as the indelible impression of a mother's love and a mother's dependable nurturance. Well, that same dependability, that same love ought to be true regarding Eretz Yisrael, our mother. But the Meraglim spoke against and disparaged their land. Their Lashon Hara, as reflected by the corrosive worms, ate away at their navel, ate away at their maternal connection, their connection to their mother. They have no concept of a mother's love, be it to human mother or be it to mother's land, motherland. To be misaken, to fix Chet HaMeraglim, we must relate to Eretz Yisrael as a mother, that which provides us with a sense of comfort, makom, home, nurturance, all the love we have to a human mother, we in turn direct towards Eretz Yisrael.